Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batcher. I'm also Gaius, and Germanicus is here, and we turn our attention to the 21st century again, but this time very parochially. The events of Washington, D.C., a city I've never lived in, I've visited, and I've never felt comfortable, quite different dimensions and pace than I'm used to in Manhattan. And now that I'm not in Manhattan or Washington anymore, I puzzle about major American cities and how they get on. Right now, Washington is not getting on because we're told again and again, this is not our opinion, this is the headlines, that DOGE is a constitutional crisis. I leave that alone because Germanicus and I are not here to entertain constitutional crises. What we're looking at is DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. Mr. Trump said during the campaign, this is what I'm going to do. And he turned to Elon Musk. Elon Musk said, this is what I'm going to do. There's any number of younger people, the kind that are hired by Tesla and SpaceX, with their laptops going from department to department in the executive branch and identifying redundancies or inefficiencies or people that aren't needed for the task at hand. They're turning loose. We're told, there's no paper on this, it's just anecdote. We're told they're turning loose something called an agent. Artificial intelligence has agents. That is, you assign a task to an algorithm and you turn it loose and then it comes back with results. Those agents are identifying tens of thousands of jobs that are not needed for an efficient government. There is protest from the people who are no longer to be efficient, but there's protest from political voices as well. Germanicus, I'll stop there and come to the puzzle. Mr. Trump campaigned on this. Mr. Musk, very clearly during the campaign and now since then, has been breezily voluble about what he's doing. There's no secret going on. These are young people, 19, 20, 24, who are going from building to building and have access to the records and say, we don't need this, we don't need that. And that is up to the president. And my understanding, from talking to a colleague of mine, Richard Epstein, is that the executive branch has limits, but not about the Department of Commerce, not about the Department of Education, not about the Justice Department. Those departments are under the executive branch. It's the president's choice to keep them or not keep them. It's not Congress, and it's not the judiciary. So, Germanicus, the country voted for this. Is Washington listening?
What Washington's trying to do as an old, comfortable ruling establishment is to stop this and to stop it by creating a kind of straw man to serve as a misdirection, so that this is all about Trump coming in like Marius to purge his enemies and to extract revenge for all of the indignities and assaults that he suffered over the years from them at their hand. And there's some measure of that, but there's also an overriding crisis, and it's not a constitutional crisis. It's a crisis of government in the broadest sense of what government is. And government is the steward of the economy and of the society. And it is now driving an economic crisis in the future because we have a debt that is, what, $36 trillion, and it has to be dealt with. And if it is not dealt with, there will be the kind of crises that nations have suffered that have brought them to revolution. And I think the French Revolution is a great example, because the debts that the French state had allowed to stack up as a result of the American Revolution and French support for that revolution and the wars, came to some enormous sum for those days, half a billion livres. And that debt, the French had no way to deal with it, and it pushed the society over the edge. And we don't want to come to that precipice. And it is coming to a head, and it probably will come to a head during Mr. Trump's second term. And it therefore, this is all necessary. It we're well beyond the prophylactic stage. This is now a furious kind of effort to try and stave off an impending disaster. And effectively, Congress has ceased to exercise its authority in the area which it is supposed to be dominant. It's supposed to be, the legislature is supposed to appropriate the money. And it has done that, but it has not served to restrain spending. And this is, something has to be done. And you're quite correct in the sense that there are all sorts of areas and ways in which the president can either trim the workforce, the federal workforce, or decide not to spend certain funds. And that can bring down the burden. I'm not sure how much, but it ultimately, major, major cuts are going to have to be made across the board, including defense. So this whole business that Blue had been pursuing of, well, we have to be ready to fight a war with China, and so we need to defeat Russia first, and then there's always Iran. And this was the whole Biden administration was this kind of talk. That really needs to end so that we can bring down the size of government to keep the U.S. from going bankrupt.
Not only bankrupt, but the election matters a deal here. Mr. Trump was very clear that he was going to turn Musk loose with Doge. Very
yes.
clear.
Yes.
Everybody who voted for Mr. Trump knew that. Everybody who voted against him knew that.
Mm-hmm. And well, he has authority now because 70% of Americans support
yeah.
what he's doing now. Not all they support him, I voted for him, but 70% support his efforts to do this.
In addition, what you say about money, but it's also about authority. The executive yeah. branch is a separate branch of government. When bills are advanced, Congress can initiate a bill and the president must approve it. Or the president can initiate a bill and Congress must approve it. It's a dialogue. It's not one is superior to the other. The courts weigh in on constitutional matters, and I guess that's what the rhetoric is now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I, in talking to Richard Epstein, the only limit that he could identify that's in a gray zone is the boards, the independent boards that are
right.
part of the executive branch, the National Labor Relations Board. In 1935, FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, this is his first term, wanted to fire one of the members of the NLRB before his 7-year term was up. And that led to a clash between the courts and the president. That is not, unless for cause, that is a reason you can fire, but not because you want to make room for one of yours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a limit of an executive. Other than that, all of this is in train. So we'll leave this matter just by saying I think that there's more hot air going on in Washington than usual. You live in and around Washington. Is everybody excited momentarily and they'll calm down, or is this a sea change for them?
For the ruling elite, it's a sea change. And
okay.
their way of life has to change. And the fact that his popular support is so high in the pursuit of this goal to shrink the burden of government means that, in effect, the more that you see Blue decrying his desire to shrink government and to save money, the more support he gets. And so in a sense, they are they're weakening themselves. They're continuing to weaken themselves in the same way that they unwittingly did before the election. They couldn't conceive that the path they had chosen was going to hurt them. And they can't, right now, they can't come to terms with the fact that the stance they're taking is not wanted by Americans. They don't support that. Profligacy is not in fashion now among Americans.
Yes. Bottom line is how we think in New York. I see that Washington doesn't have that, but it's coming. Germanicus and I have addressed the 21st century. We're going to turn to a model from the period between the end of the unified Roman Empire and the beginning of the division between West and East when we come back, because it may be a model that we're witnessing now about the division between the Atlantic division that's taking place in front of us. Atlanticists were then, not now. I am Gaius. Germanicus is here. We're going to the theater later and hope to get something we can watch in this cold air. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.